This is Stephen Strang, and in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, my guest today, Kathy DeGraw, is going to share some things that will give you hope. Her topic is how to conquer fear. You're going to want to stay tuned as we talk about this. We're just going to have a conversation from a spiritual perspective. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to have my friend Kathy DeGraw. She's a prophetic minister, and I got to know her because she had a big impact on a friend of mine, and I could see with my own eyes how he had really, really been helped with some things that really troubled him for a long time, and just one thing led to another, and our lives have crossed in many ways, and now she has a podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network called The Prophetic Spiritual Warfare that just started a few months ago and is doing great. And now she has created some courses that we're going to talk about, and I'll let her tell you about them. But first of all, let me welcome you, Kathy, and thank you so much for your ministry that's impacted so many people. In fact, at several different stages, you've ministered to me in joy, and we really appreciate that. And so how are you today?
I am great. Thank you very much, Steve, for hosting me. It's a privilege and honor to be on your show.
Well, for people who don't know you, except maybe through the media, you are a kind, loving, gentle person who I believe hears from God, and you have a backbone of steel in terms of standing up to the enemy. And, you know, I say that a little bit facetiously as someone who's covered the Christian community and specifically the Spirit-filled community for, you know, all of my adult life. And you don't always find that combination, but you're just very, very special. And I'm so glad that you're doing this podcast and it's ministering to tens and hundreds of thousands of people. In fact, people need to go on the Charisma Podcast Network and either put in prophetic spiritual warfare or put Kathy DeGraw, K-A-T-H-Y-D-E-G-R-A-W, and you can, you know, see all the podcasts there, and it's free, of course. And I'm just curious what kind of response you've gotten from listeners on your podcast and maybe how it's helped your ministry.
It has really been a benefit to the listeners, the testimonies, the emails that I get in of how they can be empowered in spiritual warfare and set free and set other people's free. They were saying in some of the emails and the testimonies that I've been receiving of how much it's freed up their mind. The confusion has gone, frustration, depression has gone, fear has gone, the lying thoughts that come in and plague their mind. And so a lot of people are really getting freedom in their mind, along with freedom from rejection, anger, lust, different topics like that. And I can't say enough about how it's helped our ministry. Charisma is a phenomenal platform to be on. And actually, when I started writing for Charisma about 3 years ago, I saw a triple increase in my ministry, in my Facebook followers. And it's the same thing with the podcast. We've reached, you know, hundreds of thousands of people now, and we're just seeing that increase, people hungry to learn more and be empowered and come back and continue listening to the show. And they're also enjoying the show notes. And so I want to encourage the listeners, don't just go and listen to all the episodes, but go to the show notes where we're giving you practical examples that you can walk out in your everyday life.
Well, that's exciting. I should probably do something like that for my podcast as well, except that I do a newsletter. And so my podcast kind of ties into a newsletter, which maybe is my way of doing the same thing. And, you know, spiritual warfare is very important. It's not talked much about in the secular culture. And as I've written a couple of books, you know, about the president, I even have a chapter in my new book, God, Trump, and the 2020 election, called Spiritual Warfare and Donald Trump. And just said that the unrelenting attacks have to be explained as spiritual warfare. In fact, I made this point when I was on Fox and Friends. It was a very short interview, but I was able to get a lot in. And I just said, in my opinion, the only way to explain the just unbelievable hatred by some people of this president is in spiritual terms. And I said, Christians call that spiritual warfare. And then we were on to something else. But I mean, I made that point because there is, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, this is not against Adam Schiff or Nancy Pelosi. There's something else going on. And frankly, if they weren't in those positions, it would be somebody else. You know, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus has come to give us life and to give it more abundantly. And now we're in a situation with this COVID-19 virus that is almost unprecedented. In fact, you have to go back to 1918 with the Spanish influenza pandemic to see anything comparable. And I just did a podcast. In fact, people can check it out on the Strang Report. With a historian who talks about how the early Pentecostals responded to it, and churches and schools and revival meetings and things were shut down. And it was just horrible. And in fact, in October of 1918, and if you think about it, that was the month before World War I ended, on November 11th, 1918, was the worst month in American history before or since in terms of Americans dying. More than war, you know, in a single 30-day month. But then about January, the pandemic was kind of over. And this historian and I were speculating about it. And we said, you know, there's reason to believe that there were lots and lots and lots of Christians praying. And, you know, it's hard to prove. It's impossible to prove, you know, in a scientific way. But we have to believe that spiritually that something shifted. And I hope that happens with this COVID-19. Over 600,000 Americans died with that pandemic. 50 million died worldwide. 50 million. Think about it. And the population was a whole lot smaller back then. And so far, we've lost, you know, somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 people, which is tragic. But the number of deaths, we have to keep in perspective. The common flu kills tens of thousands every year. And of course, more people than that are killed by abortion in just a very short period of time, and automobile wrecks and everything else. But the scary thing is that we don't really know what caused the virus. Nobody has any antibodies built up for it, and there's no vaccine, so they sort of don't know how bad it will get. But where do you think that something like spiritual warfare comes into play with something like this? I mean, things like disease and viruses and pandemic have to come from the devil, don't they?
Well, we know in John 10:10, it says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. To steal, kill, and destroy. And we know that there's spirits of infirmity. We know that there's spirits of destruction. We know that there's principalities and powers, rulers, spiritual hosts of wickedness. And so we know that disease doesn't come from God. You know, God is a loving God who wants to heal us. God is a loving God who, you know, wants us to prosper in all things and wants us to go forward in the abundance of love and joy and health and well-being. And the devil comes in disguise as that thief in the night. And we need to annihilate him with the powers that we have, the kingdom of God in us, to combat that through prayer, through speaking out, through decreeing out, through controlling our emotions and our own fear, so that we're not feeding the fiery furnace of this disease that's going on, but that we're coming and combating it with the authority and the dominion that Jesus Christ gave us.
Well, that is so very important. And now you've come up with a new course called How to Conquer Fear. And this is something new from Charisma Media. You know, we are going ahead boldly into this new digital world. We're still in print, of course, in lots and lots of ways. But kind of the new thing, of course, is digital. And, you know, podcasts, of course, are digital. And tell us about these courses. You know, we have a great vision for this to grow, but we're starting kind of small to kind of learn as we go. And your courses, I believe there are 9 altogether, are some of the first that we are offering. So tell me and my listeners how, first of all, the 9 courses and what your vision is for it and what they can benefit from, and then how they can get it.
Thank you. These courses, it's been a privilege and honor to work with Charisma on these and establishing for our listeners, for our viewers, to really be empowered to walk in their full destiny. And so these courses start from anywhere to how do I pray audibly out loud, to how do I get to know who the Holy Spirit is in a real deep and profound way? How do I release the gifts of the Spirit, all the way to really equipping people for ministry. How do I pray in 12 different ways? What are the different types of prayer in the Bible? How can I go into the scriptures deep for different types of prayer? How do I receive and release the ministry of inner healing? How do I receive and release the ministry of deliverance? And how do I operate in the prophetic? Everyone wants their prophetic destiny to manifest, but sometimes our prophetic words get stuck and we need to manifest them. As I said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and people get impatient waiting for their prophetic words to manifest. So the prophetic course will teach you how to prophesy. It goes from entry-level prophecy all the way to preaching in the prophetic, but it also teaches you how to manifest your prophetic destiny. And we also have another course that's called Destiny and Purpose, which talks about our identity, our authority, and our God-given assignment. So we have courses all over the spectrum for wherever people are in their walk, whatever they need to learn to receive ministry for themselves, but also to be able to release it to others. So it's really a teaching, empowering platform. Jesus said to go out and make disciples. And that's what Charisma is doing, is really coming alongside of these podcasts and these e-courses and these writers for the articles and really helping us. How do we make disciples? How do we equip and empower people for the ministry that Jesus is calling them to? And that's always been my passion, Steve, is I feel like the more ministries that we can get established, the more people who are out there reaching the world for Jesus Christ, you know, healing the sick, casting out demons, and doing what the Word of God says. And so we have created these courses, even with free previews on the more intense long courses. So you can go over to charismacourses.com, check out the courses, click on the free previews, and just like in my podcast, I've given them all my notes. And they have study questions, thought-provoking questions, declarations. And so it's not just listening to a course, but it's walking them through like a mini school of how do I do this and implement it. And our latest course is for everyone, absolutely free, called How to Conquer Fear. And fear is just running rampant over the world right now. The Lord showed me that the principality of fear, and everyone's just tagging into that and buying into that with, you know, uncertainty in their financial situation, fear of getting the coronavirus, but also fear of the unknown. And we also have fear that has just plagued us in our everyday lives for years. And so we have put together a 3-course mini e-course of exposing fear, breaking agreement with fear, and renewing your mind. And that course is over at charismacourses.com for absolutely free so that you can be delivered from fear and be able to deliver others during this very trying and challenging time.
Well, that's exciting. And of course, eventually we'll have lots of courses by lots of different teachers. And, you know, thank you so much for stepping up and being one of the first that we're trying this with. And then you just told me that you really felt that the Lord spoke to you and said that during this difficult time, we should be getting this course for free. So the person can go to the website, charismacourses.com, and they'll be able to see how to conquer fear. And then they download it. How do people access it? Can they watch it on their mobile devices, or does it have to be on a computer somehow?
They can watch it on their mobile device. They can watch it on their computer, and they'll actually have repeat access to this course. So after they watch it, they can practice walking it out for a couple months. How do I conquer the fear? How do I capture my thoughts? How do I cast down every vain imagination, every fiery dart that the enemy's thrown them at? You know, when the world gets a little shaky and they feel like, okay, I'm getting a little bit fearful again, they have a sign in with just their email address that they can go back to Charisma Courses and listen to this course for free again so that they can really internalize it and walk it out, live it, and practice it. The courses are so easy. Once you go over to charismacourses.com, you just click on enroll, put in your email address. It creates an account. If you pay for the course, it'll lead you to that option. How to Conquer Fear is free. And so you just put in your email, your name, and it gives you access to the courses, and you'll be on your way to freedom and empowerment.
Well, I hope people will take advantage of this and also advantage of your podcasts, which are free and you can download them and listen to them in the car. And our podcast network has exploded. I think we just hit 30 million downloads. My own podcast is just under 2 million so far this year. And it's just amazing as you build an audience, as people get to know you. And also, people really like podcasts. Podcasts are popular right now. I guess it's just a simple way to listen to the radio. In fact, sometimes I say that doing a podcast is a lot like doing a radio show, except that, you know, it's on the internet basically forever and you can listen to it. And also, you don't have the limitations of radio, which is specifically time and, of course, a lot of commercials usually. We don't have those in a podcast, and people have really taken to them. So I'm so glad that we have. Last time I checked, we had 41 different podcasts on a whole variety of topics, of course. And I just think it's very important to have the prophetic spiritual warfare. You know, that's something that we've done lots of books on, lots of magazine articles. You know, like I said, I was even writing about it in the books that I've written personally, because it's not emphasized in the church. There's whole segments of the church that don't even believe in it, and then there's other sections that say they believe in it, but they don't act like they do. I mean, it's just kind of like a theological concept that they don't want to worry about, because dealing with this is not pretty. I mean, we're dealing with principalities and powers. We're dealing with very deep problems, and, you know, you can probably say it better than I can, but I mean, we say spiritual warfare, but a lot of times you're really meaning deliverance, especially when it's on a personal basis and somebody is just dealing with things that control them in a way that's not normal.
And that's a really good point. And that's what I want to point out with this, you know, How to Conquer Fear e-course. We have a human emotion of fear. You know, if you think you're going to get in an accident, what do? We have this reactionary emotion of fear. But when we are seduced and lured into a mind-binding spirit, drawing into thinking negative things and fearful torment, this is where it becomes a deliverance issue. And so that emotion, when we don't put it in check and control it, can become a stronghold in our life in which we need deliverance. And so that's what I really encourage the listeners to think about, not just fear, but my podcast talks about unworthiness and insecurity. It talks about lust and perversion, control and anger. Where haven't you been able to get freedom? Where have you tried to control your emotions? Or maybe where have you tried to get some counseling and you're like, I still can't break this thing out of my mind, out of my head. I feel lured and drawn into an unproductive and unfruitful direction. And that's where we got to look at it is, sometimes, you know, we get some spiritual warfare in our life. That comes and goes. But deliverance is something that we really need to get out at the root cause, like Jesus did in the Gospels.
Amen. And I hope people will take advantage of this free course, How to Conquer Fear, at charismacourses.com, and also to check out Kathy DeGraw's Prophetic Spiritual Warfare podcast. And while we're talking about new things we're starting, I want to invite the listeners to try out a new audio app that we have. You can actually listen to Charisma Magazine now instead of just reading it. It's still, of course, in print, but we take every article, article by article, word for word, and it's read often by the authors. I read the articles in my perspective column every single month. And we're just starting it. We just are making it available now. You can download it for free at charismamediaaudio.com. It's the three words, charismamediaaudio.com. And also on the iTunes Store and Google Play Store. That's the name of the app, Charisma Media Audio. And we did that. The name of our company, of course, is Charisma Media. And so we can put other kinds of things on the app with the same name. And it's the articles, the features, the teaching articles, dealing with trends and controversies, the kinds of things that you come to expect in Charisma Magazine. Now you can listen to as you drive, you can listen to it as you or I do when I work in the yard and I have an earphone and I can listen to things, put my cell phone in my pocket and kind of do two things at the same time. We're telling people that this new app helps you to listen in the spirit. It's kind of a play on words, of course. And we hope that people take advantage of this special free 14-day trial to get the Charisma Media audio app. And as I said before, you can download it at charismamediaaudio.com or, of course, on iTunes or Google Play. So that is about it for today on the Strang Report. Kathy DeGraw, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule. We really appreciate it. And as I wrap up, I'll give you the last word.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much. Friends, I just want to encourage you to walk in faith, not in fear. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus, and making the Holy Spirit your best friend is a way to just have a perpetual flow of peace. God loves you, and we just need to keep our eyes focused on Him, walk in faith, and then a natural byproduct will be to conquer our fear.
Thank you, Kathy DeGraw, and thank you to my listeners for listening to this edition of the Strang Report. And as I usually do, I encourage people to share it with others. That's how we get the word out. And if you know someone who would particularly be interested in this free material or in Kathy's ministry, be sure to send it to them. Put it on social media. That's how we've grown the Charisma Podcast Network, and we really appreciate your help. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Until next time. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.